the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Habib Qulubina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala alihi al-Tayyibin al-Tahirin. First of all, I would like to appreciate your presence, and I'm going to talk tonight about one important subject. Some years ago, when I was in the United States of America, I was invited by a group of scholars, and I was asked by an American scholar about one particular subject. And that scholar considered this subject to be one of their important problems. He said to me that we, as the scholars who have educated and who have studied in the universities and seminaries, yet we have problem in educating our children. They do not grow up as we desire, as we like. And as a result, he asked me this question, that what would you do in this regard? And in order to reply to his question, I mentioned a brief and actually summary of what we have in Islamic teachings, because it takes time to explain all details on the day about what we have in this regard. And really, they were amazed. They were amazed about what we have in Islam and Islamic teachings. Tonight, with the help of Almighty God, I'm going to start explaining some of the teachings that we have about nurturing and educating good and righteous descendants and children. We have to start with what we have about marriage, because in order to have good children, good offspring, you have to marry a good partner, a good spouse. In this regard also, we have many narrations. I just mentioned some of them. Before I mention the most important elements in this regard, I would like to start by a supplication that we have in the Holy Quran regarding our family. And through this supplication, we realize the importance of a good family, a good husband or wife, and good children. This famous dua, this famous supplication is, رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجَنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. O Allah, O God, grant us comfort in our spouses and descendants. And the next part is very interesting. It is not just sufficient to have good husband or wife and children. Rather, we ask God to make us the leaders of the Godwary, the imams of the people who have faith in God. So this is our supplication that is recommended to be repeated in our prayers, in our rituals, in various occasions.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers, open your heart to something greater. His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide. There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here. Who created us, who we must fear. So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Let us start from those important elements in order to raise up good children. We have to start from choosing a good and righteous spouse. We have many recommendations in this regard. When you want to marry, you have to marry from a good and noble family. In one of the narrations from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, he says, there are three things incumbent upon father in regard to the child. The first one is choosing a good mother for the child. So this is a duty of a father regarding his child. Another one, this is a narration from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. Marry from a righteous family, because indeed blood is effective. Indeed, blood is effective. So if you want to have a good child, which is very important, we have in many other narrations the importance of having good children. Many supplications in this regard. We ask God to give us children who remain after us, will pray for us, and we're going to receive the rewards even after death through their supplications. About this, the first element, just one more narration from Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Beware of marrying a fool woman. And he mentions some points, and then he says, her children will be a loss. So not only we are not going to gain any benefit through this type of women, full women, rather even our child will be a loss of our life.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
Okay, thank you very much for your good attention and your time. God bless you all, and I ask Almighty God to strengthen our faith in Him and give us this tawfiq and success to know our duties and responsibilities and to be real followers of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, and our Imams, and having good children exactly in accordance with their recommendations and teachings. Thank you very much. رحم الله من قرع الفاتحة مع الصلوات
فرش التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حول الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلاء كتابه أنسي لقائي أنسي لقائي والأهل أين حنانهم باعوا وفائي باعوا وفائي وفائي والصحب جموعهم تركوا إخائي إخائي والمال أين هنالك